Chapter 4, in which Eeyore loses a tail and Pooh finds one. The old grey donkey, Eeyore, stood by himself in a thistly corner of the forest, his front feet well apart, his head on one side, and thought about things. Sometimes he thought sadly to himself, "Why?" And sometimes he thought, "Wherefore?" And sometimes he thought, "Inasmuch as which?" And sometimes he didn't quite know what he was thinking about. So when Winnie the Pooh came stumping along, Eeyore was very glad to be able to stop thinking for a little in order to say, "How do you do?" in a gloomy manner to him.
"And how are you?" said Winnie the Pooh.
Eeyore shook his head from side to side.
"Not very how," he said. "I don't seem to have felt at all how for a long time."
"Dear, dear," said Pooh, "I'm sorry about that. Let's have a look at you."
So Eeyore stood there gazing sadly at the ground, and Winnie the Pooh walked all round him once.
"Why, what's happened to your tail?" he said in surprise.
"What has happened to it?" said Eeyore.
"It isn't there."
"Are you sure?"
"Well, either a tail is there or it isn't there. You can't make a mistake about it, and yours isn't there."
"Then what is?"
"Nothing."
"Let's have a look," said Eeyore.
And he turned slowly round to the place where his tail had been a little while ago, and then, finding that he couldn't catch it up, he turned round the other way until he came back to where he was at first, and then he put his head down and looked between his front legs, and at last he said with a long, sad sigh,
"I believe you're right."
"Of course I'm right," said Pooh.
"That accounts for a good deal," said Eeyore gloomily. "It explains everything. No wonder."
"You must have left it somewhere," said Winnie the Pooh.
"Somebody must have taken it," said Eeyore. "How like them," he added, after a long silence.
Pooh felt that he ought to say something helpful about it, but didn't quite know what, so he decided to do something helpful instead.
"Eeyore," he said solemnly, "I, Winnie the Pooh, will find your tail for you."
"Thank you, Pooh," answered Eeyore. "You're a real friend," said he. "Not like some," he said.
So Winnie the Pooh went off to find Eeyore's tail.